Hi there. The word for you today is love is the winning strategy. In 1 Corinthians 13, verse 8, Paul writes, love never fails. Now think about those words. Money doesn't bring happiness, fame doesn't bring self-worth, and revenge doesn't bring satisfaction. The only thing that never fails, according to God's word, is love. When Mother Teresa addressed world leaders at the United Nations, someone asked her, how can we have world peace? The little nun replied, go home and love your family. What an answer. If we all did that, paradise lost would become paradise found. Napoleon's intellectual greatness and intense egotism make these words on love all the more striking. Here's what he said. Alexander, Caesar, and myself founded great empires. But upon what did the creations of our genius depend? Upon force. Jesus alone founded his empire upon love, and to this day, millions would die for him. Sometimes the truth is that leaders are just power holders, because you can't love others without making yourself vulnerable. They see expressing love as a weakness rather than a strength. But the fact is, you can't love and keep all your options open. To truly love, whether it's your spouse, your children, or the people you lead, you've got to give yourself unreservedly in such a way that you can be hurt and even rejected. The fundamental principle upon which power holders operate is to protect themselves and everything they have, whereas the fundamental principle of true leadership, according to the scriptures, is to give yourself with no holds barred. Love as an intrinsic characteristic of leadership seems outdated these days, yet, according to God's word, it's still the winning strategy. Paul writes, 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. That's why love is the winning strategy. And that is the word for you today.